Zimbabweans on Wednesday are voting in parliamentary and presidential elections amid allegations of vote rigging. Lydia Kane spoke with Marian Machaya, country manager for Zimbabwe with humanitarian aid agency Christian Aid, about what the Christian community has been doing in the lead-up to the poll and the mood among Zimbabweans.
Perhaps you could talk to us about the mood in Zimbabwe.
The general feeling amongst young people, especially, is that they're a bit disappointed because the registration process was a bit of a shambles, really. They queued up for many days trying to register, and then they failed. So that's one thing. But the mood quickly changed because there was a big rally, and there were lots of young people, you know, excited. And for the first time, the police allowed them to, like, go in the streets, singing, wearing their party regalia. It was something that I'd never seen in years, actually. So there was this really buoyant mood in the streets. So it was quite a marked difference from the kind of depression and disappointment that young people are feeling of late. And yeah, so also generally people are just looking forward to going out. People are already preparing to go out and vote, you know, like cooking in advance to take out lunch boxes, because based on the last election, people were in queues for like a really long time. And so this time people are going, you know, really prepared, you know, with food and water and everything, and just going there knowing that they'll be in there for the long haul.
From what you're saying you were saying that people want to get out and vote, so there isn't a sense of apathy. People are looking forward to voting.
Yes, people are definitely looking forward to voting. People are talking of a new Zimbabwe and crossing over into a new Zimbabwe and all that. There's just a general feeling of excitement, and I'm noting that young people are really feeling like driven to go out and vote. They really feel like this is like their chance, you know, something that they can do, you know, in the atmosphere that we live in, where you can't really do much to express yourself. This is really feeling like, yeah, this is something that I can do. I'll go up there, I'll queue however long it takes, and then I'll just do it. So that's the general feeling that I'm getting at the moment.
What are people, do you think, in general looking for? Are they looking for greater economic positivity? What do you think people really want to see a new government doing?
You know, basically changing people's lives. I keep going back to young people because I feel like they're the ones who've been really negatively impacted about the whole thing. They are really looking forward to getting jobs. You know, a lot of young people have gone to school. A lot of them have got degrees, but they're sitting around. They're out there in the streets trying to take out a living, you know, just buying and selling stuff, vending. So there's a general outlook for people for an economic upturn, you know, for more jobs to be available, for more housing to be available, for basic services, even, you know, water, electricity, for people to just get the basic things that other people in other countries, you know, take for granted. For us, it's not, we don't take that for granted, because we don't get a lot of the basic services.
What has been the church's response in the lead up to these elections?
The churches have been very active, actually. Like, for example, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches is mobilizing women's groups, especially to talk to them about the need to keep the peace and getting out our pastoral letters out there, talking about the need to keep the peace. The need for like the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, for example, to keep to its mandate to be a fair referee in this election. So church this time has been very active. In 2008 elections, a lot of people were a bit disappointed about the church's reaction. The church was not challenging the things that were happening at that time, but the church this time has been really proactive, you know, putting the message out there. Last week, for example, the church called for a cathedral call for all churches to preach peace from the pulpit.
Certainly many people remember the bloodshed and violence which marred the June 2008 polls, and I'm sure no one wants to go back to that, but it's obviously something that's in the back of people's minds.
Yes, definitely, yes. people are still thinking about. That is still very fresh in people's minds. And actually, this time, there's a marked difference between what happened in 2008, the mood then, the violence then, and what's happening now. I think now people's worry is mainly about them failing to register, you know, and being able to cast their vote, one. And then people are also worried about whether the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is going to be able to handle the elections. Because 2 weeks ago, we had special voting where people who be on duty tomorrow were allowed to vote in advance. And that was just shambles. You know, they brought a handwritten voters' roll, and most people, the voting itself was supposed to start at 7, it only started at 3. So people are looking at that and taking it as like a measure or a standard of what's going to happen tomorrow. But the special voting was only set aside for like 70,000 or so people. And tomorrow they're expecting like 6 million people out. So people are already concerned and worried about whether the commission is going to be able to handle that kind of a turnout. So that's the worry that people have at the moment.
You are country manager for Zimbabwe. And ChristianAid, I was wondering what particular projects are ChristianAid involved with in the country that you yourself are involved with bringing about?
We've got two main themes that we work on in Zimbabwe. The first theme is work on livelihoods, work on working with poor communities to be able to take part in decision-making processes and the things that they feel will make their lives better. So work like working with farmers groups, for example, poor farmers groups, working with women's groups, for example, enabling them to be able to have a better life. You know, direct, practical things that they can do to have a better life, like being able to grow crops that are on demand in the market, being able to access markets, for example, and for women, being able to go into basic production of like school uniforms, for example, depending on what the market requires. So the work that we're doing on livelihoods is very much linked to markets, because we found out that it's not very useful just to go into farming and grow any crop. What really makes a difference is if communities are able to get a basic understanding of what the needs in the market are, and then grow crops that respond to those needs, or make goods that respond to the demand in the market. So that's one side of our work. And then the other side, the other team is about governance work, supporting communities to be confident enough to participate in decisions that affect their lives. Because in a country like Zimbabwe where freedoms are quite limited, you just have to start with the basic things that communities can do and speak out about. So, for example, it's about women asking for space to market their goods, for example. It's about young people asking for space to do their projects, for example, so that communities can build confidence to talk about things that affect them directly, and then hopefully building up like a national movement of communities, people that are able to challenge, you know, the bigger issues that we face in Zimbabwe. So that's what we decided to do as ChristianAid in Zimbabwe. You know, start working at the lower level on local level advocacy, build the confidence at that level, and then hopefully build it up to start challenging the bigger issues like governance, like democracy, like the bigger freedoms, for example. So those are the two main things that are working on in Zimbabwe at the moment.